Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The guy that, to me, he just looks really good. He looks intentful. Deron Payne, man, like every day, this dude is, I'm having to tell him, hey, man, Let's calm down. Like, I got in trouble with the head coach yesterday because I challenged the D-line and he went after it. And I said, Q, that was my fault. I told him to do it. He did exactly what I told him to do. And so I've been really pleased. The walkthroughs, everything that we've asked him to do. And he's a leader. He doesn't talk much at all. All right. But he is leading by example. And this year, you can really see him taking that leadership role and taking it to the next step. So I would say he's been the guy that's just really stood out to me the most from that standpoint.
Very big praise for Deron Payne from defensive coordinator Joe Witt today out in Ashburn. Welcome back to Grant and Danny on the Fan. It feels like now or never time for Deron Payne, who had the monster season with a contract on the line back in 2022, posted 11.5 sacks and hit the quarterback 20 times. Far and away, the best numbers of his career.
I mean, he was incredible that year.
His only Pro Bowl that year, Danny. 2 years since, he has tallied 4 and 4 sacks. I believe one of those was a 2-sack game. So otherwise, basically had 2 sacks and 16 games worth of football. He's hit the quarterback 18 times total in 2 years since the breakout 20 QB hit season when he got paid. This was the fear, was if you looked at his numbers, he had been in essentially the same guy for 4 years prior to the fifth year in a contract year when they paid him, and he had the massive total and everyone wanted to pay him, and you have to pay good football players. So that's what they did. But when a guy was something for that long and then something different in the contract year, there's always a little bit of hesitation. There's always that feeling of what if he was just ultra motivated and he's actually more the guy that we've been seeing more of before this.
No, you nailed it. You were all over this. You were right about this, and I was wrong. I mean, I'm watching the games, and I'm going, I've never seen him do that move before, right? You could picture it. If you got to go back in the way back machine now, it's been 3 seasons, I guess 2, entering season 3 since then, where he's lined up on the right shoulder of the center. He takes a step forward. The center tries to get hands on him, and somehow he darts over to the left shoulder of the center, knocks the dude sideways and goes and hits the quarterback. He did that 50 times. I'd never seen him do that before. And I go, you see, this is the breakout. This is the got in the lab and worked with whomever on pass rush moves and the array and look at all the devastation he's going to cause. This is the awakening. This is the new beginning, capitalizing off a big jump in quarterback hits from the year before. You'll see, in 2 years did not equal those totals combined of everything from quarterback hits to tackles for loss to sacks to everything under the sun that's going to measure how disruptive a defensive tackle is. He has simply not been that.
I still think there's a lot more in the tank than we've seen the last year or two, though. I don't ever expect 2022 to happen again when he was 25 and really just coming into his prime. He exploded that season physically. And I thought mentally he was at his best, and just maybe the game slowed down. And he was seeing things and maybe even, you know, there's like a baseball player where some balls fall in.
Yeah.
Probably some times where the seas opened up or they blocked down and you got a chance to slip through a crack and it happened. A lot of things fell together at the perfect time. And with every sack, he was counting his money. Remember, he was doing the like the Manziel thing, rubbing his fingers together, going, pay me my money. He was doing the sign me the check thing. Uh-huh. That was his big celebration. So everything was about the payday. He got the payday. 34 games since, 8 sacks. And it's not all about sacks, but how about tackles for loss? 18 total over 2 years. That's what he had in that payday year. And the question becomes, do you think he's got another dominant season in him? Can he get back to that 22 campaign, or will that be an outlier in his career when it's all said and done? Because it's actually a huge sample size now.
Yeah.
He gets 7 seasons of his career. That's a lot of football. We're talking about 115 games. This is the equivalent. You know, in baseball, we talk about, oh, he's off to a slow start. It's 20, it's 40 at bats. This is like 2 seasons in, pretending like we really don't have any feel what a player is going to be at some point when they've played now, you know, 325 games or whatever. Daron Payne, 7 seasons.
Yep.
6 of them look very, very similar. And then there's one that looks nothing like the others. So the question for you guys, will open up the phones, 800-636-1067. Washington needs pass rush. We're not really sure where it's going to come from. They lost a 10-plus sack guy in Dante Fowler. They lost their best pass-rushing defensive tackle in Jonathan Allen. Can Daron Payne find that fifth gear again, or is that ship sailed?
I mean, you heard from Joe Witt just when asked, who stood out to you? That's the first person he mentioned. Now, maybe he's putting that on his plate saying, we need you to be that, so let's try to live up to it. So who knows, you know, what's motivating the different people. But in the absence now of John Allen, that's one of your elder statesmen, a guy that's been around, that's, you know, he's been fine, that one great year notwithstanding. But other than that, you know, saying you're not great isn't always an insult. He's been solid. He's been fine. He's been in a bona fide, solid starter in the NFL at a defensive tackle spot, if not unsexy. Some of it is maybe scheme, design, where he's not asked to do certain things anymore. And I think a lot of times guys that are lining up and necessarily getting double teamed don't, you know, have that bit of production. If it's the point is to occupy blockers so other people can roam free, it's always hard to figure out what you're asked to do in a given play. I just know that it looks different with other guys more often because you see some of those drives. Remember that Denver game a couple seasons ago, that wild Sam Howell affair. There was a drive that Daron Payne on first down, Daron Payne on second down, Daron Payne on third down, and they punted. And you went, oh my God, that.
He's had the most number of those drives of any player around here in like 10 years. We should come up with a name for it. But like the first, second, third down impact play, mm-hmm. where it was like, okay, he made the tackle at the line of scrimmage, second and 10. He forced an incompletion with pressure coming up the middle, third and 10. He batted the ball there off the field. It was just the Payne drive. Mm-hmm. Allen had one or two of those. Payne's had like 6 or 7 of those.
Yeah.
I mean, he really has been in stretches at times, very noticeable, very obviously just awesome.
But,
and if you sleep on this, but like the playoff game against the Bucks, remember back in 2020 when they had the home playoff game, the 7.
Yeah, he was great. That's right.
He had multiple sacks in that game. He was the only guy defensively on the line. That was that vaunted Sweat, Young, Allen, Payne line where all first rounders. He was the only guy that did anything in that game.
Mm-hmm.
And he ate. He just sat down at the table and
good pull.
Didn't walk away until he was full.
Highest cap number on the team this year. So if he's making what Dorrance Armstrong's making, we're not having this conversation.
No.
But this is the expectation. You signed the big deal. It hasn't come to fruition since then in the same way that got you the deal.
By the way, his cap number's $26
million. $26 million, dude.
Which, if we're talking about just an elite defensive tackle, is no longer a huge problem because there's guys making, you know, $30-plus million. But he's not playing like that at all.
Yeah, and next year's 28, by the way. There's a bit of an off-ramp, but there's still a pretty significant dead cap hit associated with it. So
two of their highest 4 paid players right now, Payne and Lattimore.
Yeah.
I mean, you need both of those guys to be so much better.
There's no question. So I don't see it. I've been, when I get burned, I don't forgive, right? It's my Jahan Dotson corollary. When I'm bullish, when I'm excited, when I, you know, stake my reputation, whatever that is, saying I see the breakout. I think this is it. This is the arrival. This is the 2.0. Just you wait and see. And then I get embarrassed by thinking that and people dunk on me. I don't forgive very easily. I'm not buying it. Now, I love Joe Witt. I'm a Joe Witt fan. I think this is probably all part of a master plan to try to get more out of Daron Payne, is to basically put more on his plate and say, There's no Alabama wall security blanket. You are one of the longest tenured players here, right? It's like you, Tressway, Terry McCorn, and a couple other guys who have cut across a couple of regimes. You're here. It's time for you to step at the bleep up. Let's go. So maybe that's what this is.
Here is the case maybe for him having a big season. First, why did he have such a great year in 2022? I think it was because he was super motivated and wanted to be paid. He's not in a contract year, but he might as well be.
Mm-hmm.
This is the penultimate year of his deal. He'll have one more year after this next year where his cap number goes up to $28 million. But Washington, for the first time, has an out in his four-year, $90 million contract after this season, where they can turn it into three and about $68 million. And yes, they'd have to eat $11.2 million in dead money. I'm not saying they would do this, but they would still save about $17 million cutting him if they wanted to do that. Instead of carrying a $28 million cap number, you could save $17 million, release him, eat $11 million. I bet there'd be a way to parlay that over a couple of seasons.
Yeah, post June 1st, it's $22 million in savings, and you'd spread out the $11 million dead cap over 2 years.
Right, which is way more doable, and that's almost exactly what they would do if they considered it. But that's if you have another four-sack year where you have 13 hits on the quarterback. It looks like it does for a second straight year under Dan Quinn. Because I remember last year at this time, I think the discussion being had in town was, well, it's a new scheme, it's a new coach, they're going to get more out of him, it's a better staff. You know, look at the coaching from Joe Witt and Dan Quinn that he's going to get that they weren't getting before. Rivera couldn't get anything out of him. But we now had a year with him in this system with better coaching. And the result was the exact same sack total, fewer tackles. He went from 13 tackles for loss in 23 to 5 tackles for loss last year. Almost a third. His quarterback hits went from 11 in 2023 to 7 in 2024. Now, did he play a little bit less in terms of snap percentage? I'll get you that number in a second. I would be willing to say he did because they did rotate a little bit more. Wow, massively so. So he played 79% of snaps in 2023 and 69% last year. So some of the down numbers are just going to be that they kept you a little fresher.
Mm-hmm.
But where's the production? There wasn't the production. So you can't say, well, it's a new defense. Dan Quinn's going to... No. We did that last offseason. The only argument would be he's playing maybe not for an extension, but to make sure he gets $28 million next year instead of getting cut. And the other part of it is you could say, well, if they would have gone out and added a bunch of talent around him, maybe he benefits like they... Once had Sweat, who's better than any defensive end they have at this moment. They once had Chase Young, who attracted a more attention before people kind of found out what he was than anybody else. I would say right now, this moment, still better than any defensive end on their roster pretty evenly, easily and clearly. John Allen's gone, though.
Yeah.
You don't think John Allen took a little bit of heat, pressure, attention away from Daron Payne side by side? I hope Johnny Newton breaks out, and he might. If Johnny Newton becomes a dog, then that's the John Allen presence that'll help Payne. But I actually think it's going to be harder in terms of supporting cast than it's been. Because right now, this moment, he's probably the marked man on your D-line.
Uh-huh.
I don't think he was last year.
No. I mean,
Allen had made more Pro Bowls.
To me, this is, and again, I somebody really, really smart would have to break it down for me and on a play-by-play, drive-by-drive basis, go, this is what the scheme was. This is what we want him to do. I think the days of saying, my defense has a bunch of rules, but we're just going to break them and let this guy go wreak havoc. Right? Like, where are you best served as a defense? Right now, it's probably with him holding the point of attack, not getting pushed in the pile, clogging things up to let linebackers run free, to let Luvu, Wagner, and you know your hybrid safeties or whomever they happen to be run free and make tackles. I don't think it's the extremely opposite example would have been Aaron Donald in his prime, where I go, normally my defense is a 4-3 base. So I want guys to hold the point of attack. I got this specimen that's a weapon that ruins plays and ruins drives. Anytime you leave him single blocked, I'm going to let him get upfield and it'll be tougher to fill in the gaps, but he'll disrupt something and we'll get off the field.
You're saying because of the Quinn philosophy?
Right. So maybe the philosophy isn't him being explosive and a pain in the butt. I don't know the answer to that. I guess it's a long way of saying I don't know what he's asked to do on a given play. I also think that if they said, okay, we're turning you loose, you still would get similar production the way you've gotten the last couple of years. I just don't think he has it in him.
I just know when you watch DeMarcus Lawrence under Dan Quinn, it looks really different. I mean, it's just way more impactful. You go back to Quinn in Atlanta with Grady Jarrett. And I don't need 10 sacks, by the way. Sacks in general aren't the best metric for pass rushers in D-line, but especially in the D-tackle room. But it just looks more influential.
I need more than two quarterback knockdowns. I need more than four hurries. You know what I mean? Like, I need more bothering. I need more tackles for loss, more disruption, more. You can't do it every time. By the
way, those numbers you just said?
Yeah.
That's a good quarter. You know, that's a good game.
Yeah. That's a nice Sunday.
I need those every week. I need 15 of those for $26, $28 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at that money, like that's the money you're paying the guy that takes a game over at that position. That the other team goes back to the sideline and the quarterback slams his helmet down and grabs the iPad and his coach comes over and they're shouting at each other because Daron Payne's just irritating them because they can't figure out how to stop him. That's what should be happening at that money.
So
it hadn't been happening.
And
in
going back to it before that breakout, for that contract year, you know, we talked, I don't know if you remember these conversations. We talked about it in relation to what John Allen had just done, where Allen had quote unquote bad luck, then broke out and got some of the sack totals. You looked at quarterback
hurries. His expected batting average,
so to speak.
His expected sack, you know, was probably 11 and he had like four.
Yeah. In 2021, the year before the breakout, 13 hurries, 9 quarterback knockdowns, 15 quarterback hits, all these different numbers that said, you replay that, you get more than 4 sacks. And then he jumped up and had the career year. And I'm going, see, this is the new normal. And it wasn't at all. I don't know if it's a regression. I don't know if it's a desire thing. I have no idea. I don't know the man. But I'm just saying it hasn't come close to looking like that since, other than a few fleeting moments. And that's been really frustrating.
I mean, he's had so many huge games and huge drives like the ones we've talked about. And he's a really good football player.
Right.
He's a first-round pick. It's a giant win, second contract. This is not a beat-up Daron Payne session. Like, works hard. I like the guy. But I go back to this time it worked out. It won't always. I don't have rules. I've got philosophies.
Yeah.
And one of mine is, if your only awesome season was a contract year, and you had a bunch of years before that that weren't awesome, I just don't expect many more awesome seasons after I pay you. And it screams this situation. It's exactly what has happened with him. 800-636-1067. We'll get to your thoughts on this next. Daron Payne, first of all, expectations this year. Can he bounce back and become an elite defensive tackle again? And where's the pass rush going to come from? Something we can get into as we continue on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The guy that, to me, he just looks really good. He looks intentful. Deron Payne, man, like every day, this dude is, I'm having to tell him, hey, man, let's calm down. Like, I got in trouble with the head coach yesterday because I challenged the D-line, and he went after it. And I said, Q, that was my fault. I told him to do it. He did exactly what I told him to do. And so I've been really pleased. The walkthroughs, everything that we've asked him to do. And he's a leader. He doesn't talk much at all. All right. But he is leading by example. And this year, you can really see him taking that leadership role and taking it to the next step. So I would say he's been the guy that's just really stood out to me the most from that standpoint.
Love hearing that from defensive coordinator Joe Witt about Deron Payne. He was not asked specifically about Payne. He was asked about, I guess, vaguely, like players that have stood out or, you know, what's going on, basically. And he singled out Deron Payne. I wonder, though, and you spent way more time coaching than me, so you might have insight on this, but is this one of those, you say this as a motivator?
First thing I thought of.
Like, you're trying to say, hey, Deron, we need you, buddy. Like, let's do this. So, like, you're, every chance you get, you're going to pump him up, pump him up, pump him up, pump him up. Or is this actually an observation he made? It might be a little bit of both, where he's going, dang, this is different. This guy looks great. Because coaches aren't always in a rush necessarily to just go see someone balling out and then praise them at the presser. Even if it's happening, they're not always going to single guys out.
Yeah, but you got to know who you're dealing with, right? Some people don't need that. Some people need the constant affirmation, adulation, and you learn the player. I mean, that's a huge part of coaching, right? With Bill Walsh, Joe Gibbs. I mean, you could think of some of the great ones who would find a way to reach each individual person, right? And maybe this is what they've decided as a track to go with. Remember Adam Peters and company last year. Who did they tell you was having a, you know, who looks really good? It's Emmanuel Forbes. You wait till you guys see Emmanuel Forbes. Cut him 5 weeks into the season because he couldn't do it. No, thank you. To this first round pick. We're not even waiting. Right. You know what we really like is Jahan Dotson. Wait till you see what he does this year. Gone for nothing. You know what I mean? Like, so there's, I'm not saying Deron Payne's about to be traded, but you follow me. This could be coach speak. It could be something that they say, hey, let's put this on his plate because somebody's got to do it. It also could be true. The truth is probably somewhere in the middle.
Let's go to Paul in D.C. If you want to join us, 800-636-1067 is our number. What's up, Paul?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Hey, Paul.
I think Grant hit it on the head. Danny hit it on the head when he said that at the end of the day, the production is not lining up with the salary. And when you look at the situation, those who want to be great don't need money as a motivator. The money comes with the fact that I'm great. Look at T.J. Watts, right? And, you know, he's saying, I'm not giving Pittsburgh a discount this year. And that's, you know, that's because he's already been great. And so when I look at Deron Payne's historical data, he had that breakout year, one, because it was a contract year, and two, because he was surrounded by players who were probably better than him all around in terms of Chase Young, Montez Sweat, and John Allen, who was commanding double team. Remember that, you know, that was around that year where Chase Young was a rookie, and he was probably the defensive rookie of the year, if I'm not mistaken. So, I mean, he was wrecking havoc on people. They haven't figured him out yet. So, Deron benefited from those three guys being around there. Now you're looking at him to solidify the defensive line, and I don't know if he's capable of doing that. I would trade him in the first round and try to see if I can get Trey.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Appreciate you, dude.
Something we had kind of talked about, but I think you zeroed in on it even better, which is he was a bit player in a defensive front that was pretty stacked and loaded when he had his huge year. And you can actually make the case, I don't know if it'd be right or wrong, but that he was number four of the four in terms of attention, or at that, certainly at that time, like resume and, you know, pass rushing dominance. Because Allen was so good as a D tackle, and then you had the two edges. One was taken second overall as can't miss, and had just won the rookie of the year. And the other was Sweat, who was uber impactful.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, like, the band members leave and it's your show. You're the one that's addressing the crowd at the beginning of the concert and between songs, and it has not gone as well. Elijah's in D.C.
What's going on, fellas? Thanks for taking my call. I was last year, at times, I was a little concerned about his production. Just when I would look at Sheldon Day and his ability to kind of just, like, impact. Now, obviously, maybe they game plan. They're going to game plan more for Deron Payne, so you got to give that respect as well. But I think they are trying to move Deron Payne in a good way and to try to get him more productive. And I think they did by bringing in Ken Law and Goldman. What you want to do is you want to see how many different fronts and body types can I get along that line that they necessarily didn't have at times, which is very difficult. So I think if you can get Ken Law to take on some double teams, that may free up Newton as well. That may free up a guy like Payne, who you may want to be a little bit more physical and be able to have some more moves for you. But he isn't the guy that I think that's going to eat through those double teams. So here again, I think coming up is a good opportunity for him and a lot of guys who have certain skill sets to say, like, hey, man, we got some beef on the line now. We got two big guys who we can mix in consistently. Because if you can mix Ken Law in and Goldman and stay heavy and allow these guys around them to be able to push on one guy and switch, you know, then you can kind of see who you have.
No, I love this point. Javon Kinlaw's got his flaws. And I don't, you know, his strengths, frankly, have been few and far between statistically over his few years in the league here. But he is a massive
person. A big dude with long arms.
6'5", 320 pounds.
Yep.
There just are not that many guys that are his size in the NFL, right? And so the idea being that he's just going to eat space. He is the smart car that you've got to try to push around and move when the parking brake is pulled. Eddie Goldman, if he makes the team, I don't know if he will or he won't, but he's 6'3 and about 330 pounds. Another giant human being.
Yeah, there's a theme to the guys that they acquired this offseason.
I think there's something to that, right? He's probably all over this. It's actually a really sharp call. You've got
Dietrich Wise, too.
Dietrich Wise will play outside a bunch. But yeah, I mean, he's a big guy, too. He's more longer, I would say, right? Taller.
But as a quote-unquote defensive end on first and second down, this is not Dante Fowler, 235 pounds.
Right.
This is, you know, Dietrich Wise is a big dude.
He's, you know, 6'4", 270. But my point is just on the sticking with the D-tackles for a second. Maybe they want to pair Payne with a space eater. Just a guy like a pot roast Knighton type who's got to just take it on bodies. And it might free Payne up. And I think they should. He's right. They should do the same thing with Newton. Don't make Newton that guy next to Payne. Let Newton's whole thing is getting up the field.
Yep.
The reason you drafted him right outside of the first round out of Illinois is because that guy can get to the quarterback. Let him do it. And let Kinlaw eat space. Let Goldman eat the world.
Well, in general, the other thing I wanted to piggyback on what Caller was talking about is, and Joe would even address this to a degree, but I think that's how they're going to, I think this is their plan for pass rush. Like, it's the what's easy for a Rube like me is to go, defensive end gets upfield, good pass rush. They don't have that. And they may not think that guy's available, even though their names we recognize out there in free agency. So it is that sort of stuff. It's this guy takes on the double team, whether that's the design of the play or not. And it's the, you know, the Will Montgomery style TE games, and we're switching and crossing and creating one-on-ones for Luvu, who's blitzing this time. Next time it's this guy's hands in the dirt, but he retreats into pass coverage, and it's the safety coming from the other side. We're overloading, or we're going to have Kinlaw line up in three different spots over the course of a series, or, you know, Dietrich Wise is going to stunt around and rush right by the center. That's where their pass rush is coming from. I think that's their current plan.
Well, they definitely think that based on their actions.
Yeah.
Unless they've got another plan we haven't seen yet. I mean, Fowler was 10 and a half sacks. Allen was only 3 because he only played in 8 games, but it was a 6-sack pace.
Mm-hmm.
You basically lost 17 sacks, walked out the door. Everyone keeps saying, well, they got plenty of pressure last year. Yeah. And two of their four or five best, maybe three best, depending on how you look at it. But I'll say two of their four best pass rushers are gone now. My answer is Luvu coming off the edge.
I think it's their answer,
like,
too, by
Luvu
the way.
Coming downhill way more often than he did last year. Let's go to Bargov in Gaithersburg. What's up?
Yo, what's up, fellas?
Hey, man.
Yeah, I like Payne, but I would bet against him getting back to 22 productivity. Kind of like the homie who's got potential. He wants to be a great runner, athlete. You know, 3 years ago, for 9 months in a row, he woke up every day, 6 a.m., worked out. The last 3 years, started drinking every weekend, rocky times with the girl, a couple nagging knee injuries, just not 100% dialed in. Am I going to bet on him to be up at 5 a.m. every morning now? Nah, I'm not going to, but I hope you do, Payne. Still love you, man. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, pretty good summary. I mean, who knows if those specifics are accurate, but I see the general point there, right? Which is...
Were specifics about Payne or an example of someone
else? I think an example of someone else.
Okay.
Yeah, so but there's, yeah. Here's a hypothetical, right. Somebody that's done that.
Yeah, I think it's... Yeah.
Yeah, so again, it's not to say that he's like skipping weightlifting sessions or not watching film or whatever. Again, someone else would have to report on the day-to-day attentiveness to detail. But... Quite simply, that production that he demonstrated, the first step was 2021. The major leap was 2022. It's gone the exact opposite direction. And now I'm hearing the hype, and I kind of can't buy in.
Do you buy what I'm selling? It's the only way I can convince myself that he has a renaissance here, that he could actually be in a spot where they release him and save a ton of money at the end of this year, especially after drafting Johnny Newton. And then paying Javon Kinlaw. I mean, they paid Kinlaw a ton.
Yeah.
Now, compared to Payne, it's nothing. It's $15-ish million. But that's a huge contract for that guy.
That's more than most people were getting. We're going to give him in.
Are you paying Kinlaw 15 and then re-upping with Payne at 24, 25, or whatever it would cost again? No.
No.
So you could cut Payne at the end of this season with 1 year left, take on the dead money, spread it over 2 years at $5 or $6 million apiece over the next couple of years. Don't even feel that, really. It's not like you spend all your cap anyway. They got $22 million or something like that in space as we sit here today. And if you're paying, you're going, well, if I go out and I get 9 sacks and I hit the quarterback 23 times and I play close to what I did in 2022, they can't cut me because I'm too good a player. So there's your motivation right there.
Yeah,
it's the difference between almost $20 million for him. Now, maybe when they cut you, you can go double dip and make money elsewhere. But you're not touching the $28 million cap number.
No,
you're
not getting to that.
Let's go to Chris in Oxon Hill. What's up?
Hey, how's it going, fellas? Definitely hey, appreciate you taking my call. I wanted to say, to be honest with you, I like De'Ron Payne. I really do. But at the same time, let's keep it real. He showed out during the year, in the last contract year for him. He showed out. But now... After that, we didn't see as much going for him. And now it's coming into another contract year, and I think he's going to try to show out. But I don't think that he's worth it. Like I said, I like him, but I don't think that he's worth it. And, you know, whenever I call, I got to relate to wrestling. If we can have that O-line like the NWO and just take over, it will be great. But I'm waiting to see what happens. Definitely appreciate y'all taking my call.
Thank you, Chris. Dude. Did NWO come out to the same music that NWO Wolfpack did, or were those two different songs? Because I remember the NWO Wolfpack music was the best.
It's what we use for Will Brinson when he comes
on.
Yes,
exactly.
It was definitely two different songs, yeah.
What was NWO's music?
That's a good question. Let me see if I can look it up real
quick. Yeah, see if you can play that for me. The Wolfpack one is the go-to, though. So good. When you think of NWO Wolfpack, who do you think of?
Scott Hall?
I was going to say Kevin Nash, but
Kevin Nash,
they're
good
probably
one.
Right there together. Yeah,
who was the bald guy? Tan, jacked. He was like the third or fourth member that was nowhere near as popular, but he was the other guy.
Bald guy?
Yeah. Super tan. I'm just going to keep saying the same adjectives. Yeah. Tan, bald guy.
I don't remember. I think X-Pac was in it at one point. The former WWE guy.
He came over? Was it in NWO?
Yeah.
Oh, the Wolfpack, I mean.
Let's see. He was Wolfpack. He was on NWO. I remember Hawk. I remember Nash. I remember Hall. Maybe like a Buff Bagwell would have been in there. Scott Steiner, something like that.
Good pull on Scott Steiner.
Thank you. But I can't think of a bald guy that, you know, bald guys are Goldberg. He wasn't in.
So it's this guy. He's got his hat on backwards right there. That guy. Who's that?
I need to see him closer.
Yeah.
From there, he looks like Bryce Harper. I'm not really sure. Darius, you got anything? Should I keep stalling or are you
how, Disco how's it? Inferno? That's not it.
That's not a thing. What picture is that?
It's a picture of the NWO Wolfpack, man.
Really?
Yeah. Lex Luger's in there.
Oh, Lex Luger was a dude. Let me hear the song. Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. I'm 10 again right now. By the way, WWF killed WCW, but Wolfpack. I mean, the NWO group, like that whole thing, it kind of made him relevant. That and Goldberg gave him a shot for a little while.
They were you flip back and forth on Monday Night Wars. Everybody looked.
I had to.
This one's the best.
Better. Here's Wolfpack.
To me, that's my wrestling one seed entrance song.
Oh, come on.
That's my one seed. You heard me.
I don't know about that.
You heard me.
I mean, it's really good.
It's my one seed.
Degeneration X is the one seed.
Now, I'm not talking about entrances overall. I'm talking about just the pure song.
Yeah.
Now, the place is going more nuts when the glass breaks.
No, but the better song is DX.
I don't know about that.
You know who's got a really good one? Who comes out right now? Is it Seth Rollins, where they scream like Burn It Down right at the beginning? That song is a 50 out of 10. In fact, come back in with that song. Burn It Down, the Seth Rollins song. But like everyone in the arena goes, silly. I don't even like wrestling. I go like once a year.
For someone doesn't like it, you got a lot of...
I can just tell you about what happened on Raw this week.
Yeah, I was going to say, for not
SmackDown,
a fan.
SmackDown. Yeah. I've been to, you know, six straight events.
What's the Street Profits entrance music? Do you know it?
That I don't know.
Okay.
But when they come out, I get steamed.
You get steamed up.
Grant and Danny taking up to 6:15 and Nat's pregame on the Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tell me this isn't the perfect walk down to the ring song. So what do you need for a great wrestling song? Kill this real quick, Darius. What do you need, Danny? You answer me. You answer me this question. Great wrestling song. What needs to happen?
The instant. And I mean instant. The first note, beat, whatever of that intro music, everybody needs to know who it is. There can't be confusion. There can't be a, who is this? What is this guy? The glass breaking, the, if you smell, the instant you know who it is. You know who it is?
Who is it?
Makes it pretty, I don't know, but it makes it pretty good. I have no idea.
She says, you know who it is. Who is it? I don't know.
Man, I have no idea.
Guy.
I'm not informed.
Seth freaking Rollins. Now, I don't know anything about Seth freaking Rollins.
You know, a little bit. Any more than I do.
Not really a wrestling guy. I do have a selfie with Seth freaking Rollins from Radio Row.
Okay.
That's another story for another time. That's a good intro. Let me hear a little Stone Cold Shattered Glass.
Now, when you hear the glass, what does it mean?
It means it's your ass.
Your ass.
So, I think what you hit on the perfect thing here. I want you to think Royal Rumble. I want you to think we're counting down. 10, 9, 8. We're watching the ring. We're watching the ring, but we're at 5. We're kind of looking toward the tunnel. Who's it going to be? Who's it going to be? 3, 2. It's the first note. It's got to come, and it's got to hit you. And you don't want any kind of guesswork. You need to know. 2, it's the Rumble. Who's got number 30? 1. My God.
Mind lost.
It's Stone Cold's music. There is a high schooler coming back from one of his final days as a prep athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Right now in his car, listening to a couple old heads just reminisce. And let me tell you, kiddo.
You don't know, young man.
You don't get
it. You can never understand.
You didn't live it. You don't know it. The Attitude Era was just different. You'll never get a bra and panties match. No, you won't.
Mm-mm. You got to pay extra for that one, sir.
Darius got those. Darius got them if he wanted them. They were called on Monday.
It was just Monday. It was just a Monday.
Just ripping each other's clothes off till old the king could see some puppies. You'll never have it like they had it. Not me.
Val Venus just seducing people. Everybody in the whole arena.
Val Venus,
dude.
Would take off his towel.
All of it.
The Godfather would walk out to the ring with like 14 ladies that are referred to in a very inappropriate way.
So inappropriate.
And I am above all of this. I think it was terrible that it happened.
It was demeaning.
Just horrendous.
Wrong.
I believe he referred to them as some sort of train. I don't.
Darius.
A train of some sort.
Why would you?
I can't even remember.
A metro train? Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. A choo-choo train.
Train. All right, MARTA. One more. Let's do the Rock's music. Royal Rumble, Danny.
Yeah.
Royal Rumble. Let's go 1999.
That's a good year.
11-year-old Grant sitting there with a bowl of goldfish and a Coca-Cola Classic.
College sophomore Randy Duye with the whole squad getting together. Milwaukee. No, you were probably Miller Lite. ML Smooth. Little ML Smooth in the dorm room.
Number 27 is about to come down to the ring.
804 Guthrie, shout out.
I got 27 in the pool. I drew the number for the 27th wrestler. And the countdown's on. 10, 9. Everyone I care about pretty much is already in the ring. 8, 7. Who's going to be in the ring now?
It's got to be somebody worthwhile, right?
5. Yeah, you see everyone's heads tilt. By the way, Friday nights, we'd go to Blockbuster Video. My dad would let us rent movies. We'd bring back 3 Royal Rumbles from the early 90s, and we'd get 3 more from the mid-90s.
DP disgusted with you.
I mean, he hated it. This was King George County in Dahlgren, probably 1998, right next to the food line at the Blockbuster. Mm-hmm. Me and Sean knew aisle number 4, right where to go to get those Royal Rumbles, all the year's worth. Now they're just sitting on Peacock for you. 3, 2, looking down at the tunnel. Who's in gorilla position? 1.
If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
You don't know. You just don't know.
The best promos that have ever been. Sorry. You got a 20-year acting career. Based on the fact that The Rock says this. You damn jabronis. I'll turn it sideways. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Just an okay wrestler, to be honest with you. Just in terms of being technical in the ring. Do you think that mattered at all? That's a showman right there. The Rock.
One more. Give me one more here. Degeneration X.
Okay.
Now, you said best song, not crowd gets the most.
Yeah, the best intro.
At the peak of their powers. At their zenith.
With the Road Dogg, Jesse James, letting everyone know who DX was. The best.
Are we going zenith or zenith?
I'm a zenith guy.
Zenith.
Zenith sounds like a girl's name that you don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Children of all ages. Degeneration X proudly brings to you the WWF Tag Team Champions of the world. The Road Dogg, Jesse James.
The Badass Billy Gunn.
The New Age Outlaws.
And then they'd say some other stuff.
They'd hand Billy Gunn the mic, and then he'd say some things.
Different things.
If you aren't down with that.
That's okay, I think is how it went.
There's two words for you. Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah, if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
He says,
it's fine.
We respect you, and it's okay if you don't like we got.
The whole crowd would go, we respect your difference of opinion. And it was brilliant.
It was so brilliant.
The wrestling crowd.
We respect everyone.
Yeah.
DX, man.
Are you ready? They think you can tell us what to do.
Who needs a time machine
Come on.
When you got this song?
Come on, bro.
About to go hop on my bike, put a water bottle or a can in the back to make that motorcycle noise.
You
better get
ready. You sleep on the back of Triple H was part of this group for a little while.
Hang on. My first girlfriend, Faye McArdle's texting me. Wait a second. I got to go look up Dana Stubblefield highlights from this weekend. God, was life good.
Touched the quarterback right after he was on the ground.
Did you say I sleep on Triple H was in DX at one point?
He was part of this group for a little while. You sleep on that fact.
You're doing a bit.
No, you sleep on that.
But you're doing a bit.
You don't even realize that it was a thing. That's what I'm telling you.
Does he know that what he's saying is a ridiculous thing to say, Darius?
I think he's doing a bit.
Okay.
I think it's a bit.
It's the equivalent of being like, you sleep on the fact that Patrick Mahomes plays for the Chiefs. He literally created and was DX.
Like you, what I'm saying, I don't. This must be confusing to both
so
you guys.
It's a bit.
You're confused. Both you guys are confused. You sleep on that fact. You see what I'm saying? Like Triple H, like Hunter Hearst Helmsley. But you're like, you know, I know what I think about him. You sleep on the fact that he was DX. Like you guys are both missing that.
Ben Standing probably knows a thing or two about that.
Yeah.
The Athletics Commanders beat writer will join us next with a report from Ashburn after being out at the facility today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.